second heaven. I don't know whether I bury in the midst of air. I don't know whether I bury in the toilet, under the dustbin, under the tree, inside the tree. Wherever your glory or star, the God assignment for your life, wherever you bury, what God already agreed to your control, your future, your tomorrow. That buried by the power that you cannot see. Whether in the dream, physical, spiritual, after to meeting, it shall come out back to you. Amen. Is it helper of your life? Is it connection, your promotion? Or your position, a good job God assigned for you, a good contract that transform your life? All people need to meet in life, the power of darkness is never yet to meet them. That will transform, that will change your story. That will continue to divide day and night. As a God, your spirit lives, before this month ends, you will see them again. Amen. Lift your voice and say, Father, every good thing that is swallowed by the wicked in my life, be formed back to me now, in the name of Jesus. I don't know what has formed in our life. I don't want that swallow in our life. It can be our head, it can be our body. Any part of our life, any good thing, whatever the darkness has swallowed up in our life, by four, it shall be formatted. Physically, spiritually, it shall be formatted. Pray that prayer very well. Pray very well, pray very well. Please, pray that prayer very, very well. In Jesus' name, pray. Some people don't hear what I said. I repeat again. He said, he that swallowed down the riches. Whether you like it or not, money is very important in our life. But some people, the day they give it to them, the wealth of their life is swallowed by wicked power. Some people, by ignorance of their life, you tell them every day, do the burial of whatever they attend. Or the burial of people that are close to them. It can be the father, the mother, or their relations. The point of junction for wickedness that is waiting for every star is a burial. You can whether spending money in your head, or where you said spending money, or the place, the food we are eating. That's why, listen and hear me well. I don't beg you to believe it. You believe it for your own good. If you want to be a star, want to reach your goal, want to fulfill your life, avoid one thing. Avoid general food. What I call it? General. It doesn't matter the occasion. It can be you that organize the occasion. Let your wife have a private food that will cook for you. That will not join the food they cook in general open. Many things I will teach in this church. Through that general food, many words are transferred. Through general food, many stars are transferred. Many glory are transferred. That's why you can see, if I went in this church, I must know what to cook the food. That thing they say inside the pot, especially the meat and the fish. As you are eating it, the glory is transferred. That's something you don't know. Because you don't know it, it will destroy you and will affect you. Because you don't know it, you will make you to continue to be someone that questions God over your matter every day. Life is about secrets. If you know the secrets of this world, you will be a different person among people. I'm telling the truth. Again and again, it's not about ban chaka chaka chuku chuku every night. You fast like tomorrow will not end. Nobody will solve your problem. It's a secret you know. You determine your future. Bible says God is a secret God. And some people group themselves as a secret people. That something you overlook, it doesn't matter. Unknown to you, in the name of the Spirit, is very, very important. Oh, I am here to say to somebody here today, because of ignorance unknown to you and I, you eat the public food and now affecting our destiny. And not transform anything that will make our life to become boom like a glory carrier. Because we are to dimity, I decree, whatever that belongs to you from heaven, that you, the power of darkness make you to eat general and then it take from you. And it's written in this verse, oh yeah, it shall come back to you. That means that riches can be swallowed. All of you that are here today, every time you're talking, cover, cover, cover. I know some people here in your mind, God know, you are willing to bring 5 million to the ground. But God know, things not where still to be. I know. Maybe somebody tell me. Many of you, every time you are not happy, say, God, you know my heart. If you say a heart breakthrough, what is this? Maybe God, there's a power that swallows your riches. You know what you will do if you have that money. You know the life will touch, you have that money. You know the life will transform, you have that money. But one thing they don't know, God is above them. I repeat again because it's written, that he that swallowed down the riches, he shall vomit them up again. I decree, the word will carry to this world, the enemy transfer for your life. Oh yeah, be formed by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God will not stop there because you know what wicked can do. That song, they don't swallow it, they bury it. And whatever is buried, is buried. But God said it can be buried because I am the owner of heaven and earth. That's why he tells us that God shall cast, he said, God shall cast them out in his belly. Amen. What a pastor I try, no answer. What you I see, I do all effort, no result. I'm here to tell somebody here today. Before December, you shall see answer. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. That be buried that will do your life good. Your heart got you to build a life, he has buried. The car got to buy, he has buried. The place got you to work, he has buried. The children you are looking for, boy or girl, he has buried. But I have it good for you. After today's meeting, he shall back to life again. He shall return back to you again. By the power in the authority of Jesus Christ. Shall we take it loud and clear? Say, Father. Whatever that make my life to change people's life. That has buried before I born. Or that has buried before I born. That has buried before I born. Or that takes from my life. Enough is enough. By fire, by force. Back to life again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come back to life again. Come back, come back, come back. Come back to life again. Yes. Come back. My joy, my happiness, my peace, my program and success, my move forward, my good helper. Come back to life. Yes. And locate me back. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In Jesus' name, you pray. Assignment for each person here on Saturday. If you'll be here on Saturday, make sure you count 4 people. How many?
4.
Don't joke with it. It doesn't matter how costly you cost you. In that 4 people, immediately I feel the service. God give me strength. If you know that you do so, you wait after service. I'll make an announcement. I don't want to see anybody. I mean it. But you that fulfill that, if you come with 2, 3, don't wait. Go home. But if you make that 4, wait. This is a more almighty God remember me and give me the grace what I'm doing today. This is a more God change my story and give me what nobody have in my family so I can change the life of other people from bad to good. Now, every May, I prophesy. Every May, I do something that gives strength to the eyes of people. Every May, people that already knocked to the wall, their life come back alive again. Every May, people already knocked down, suddenly, they rise in 7 times. Every May, the hope already lost, you double back in 1,000 times. So that's why I beg you, if you are someone that wants to travel, don't go until after Saturday program. And every man, who is a wizard, who thinks say nobody can do her anything, but it's too wicked, too stubborn. So, after the image, no change, by the grace of God, vehicle will crush your 2 legs.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Let go on it, to glory to Jehovah. Holy Ghost,
do it again. Father, do it again in my life. Oh yes, open our eyes to see Jesus who is seated upon the throne. We sing Holy Ghost.
It's the only one that remains in seat that cannot be unseated. The only one that remains in seat that cannot be overthrown. The only one that remains in seat that cannot push out. The only one that remains in seat that cannot expire or to remove or to retire. Daddy, we thank you because your seat is permanent seat. This is your children. You are here again for you, Daddy. You promise that those that seek you shall find you. Because you are here for you, Daddy, answer our prayer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let unbeliever to rejoice over our Christianity. Don't the believer to have authority over our life.
Amen.
Don't to rejoice over our prayer.
Amen.
Prove to them that you are our Father.
Amen.
So that they will join us in our church.
Amen.
Thank you because it is settled. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Shout the biggest hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Those who are late, whether they will meet the grace. This program, especially this program I started on Monday, is it Monday?
Yes.
On Monday early in the morning, you know, it's a program it's good for anyone to miss. Running up and down to churches, to pastors, because you don't know what to do about the problem that's affecting you. Why are you moving from pillar to pole? Why today, Pastor Kule, tomorrow, Pastor this, Pastor that, Pastor this? It's because what you are saying, it passes your imagination of my control. The reason why people are changing church like changing clothes. Because what they are experiencing, that will help them to solve the matter. And we are here, God has given somebody. We go give the grace, by the grace of God, to help you so that you will be a different person among believers.
Today we ask them why not here. Excuse that have no point. May God help them in Jesus' name. If I hear on Monday, wave your hand. I remember the topic again. God bless you. Mourning is the topic. So let me just go straight to the point. Continue where I stop when Monday. The next number, I don't know the number where I stop. Who can remember the number where I stop? What's that number 3? Miscarriage. Good. Good. Let me continue. And I told you the enemy will not do anything in the morning. Enemy come and wait to see what they did complete in the night and to see how it manifests and be resort for those who they plan evil in their body. And we'll show you in Matthew 30, verse 25, where God said, where a man went to bed after he had labored the whole day. When a man went to bed after he labored the whole day for him to sleep, for body to come together again. Sometimes when your body is not going well, your body is not functioning properly, or your body is not as to be, when you meet doctor, when they do their physical checkup, they say, madam, man, boy and girl, what you needed, go and give yourself a little rest. Body need rest. Because it's not wood, it's not iron. Where the sun don't ever hurt the body, or over too cool, don't ever cool the body, and the body need to get back itself. All the blood that scatter, they need to settle down. All the water that scatter, all the bone that already now have it recalled, something that is causing pain, whatever. They need to settle down in the night, because in that time you will no longer do anything again. By the time you have this stress, the time the wickedness appear. They know the time to come, they know the hour to appear, because they respect nobody. And they fear no face. And they don't care who claim you are. If you like, born again than Abraham. If you like, live holiness than John Baptist. It's not their business. Their business is to complete the assignment. But there's somebody here today. An assignment of the devil and Satan cannot be to fulfill Abraham and Sarah. Any assignment to carry in our behalf in order to useless our morning and our future. By the power of Jehovah, it shall backfire them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. When man sleep, enemy came and finally said and flee. He didn't say they wait or they stop. Bible said they do what? They flee. Why? They flee. So that they will go and plant the same thing again in somebody's body. Or they will go and plant a different thing again in another person's body. So that in their kingdom, they will be rejoiced and be happy. The next number, number 4. Enemy can appear in the night and plant issue of the blood in the body of a human being. For example, we see the Mark chapter 5. You see that woman. He went to bed. This man planted a wedding to want to wed in that month. In that evening, that is now telling everybody that my wedding will take place next week. So go and rest in the night. The enemy came and give her the issue of blood. You cannot stand him or put something. If you stand him or put something, let me say, either do everything in the night, the room door of your life block. Because everybody have entrance of gate closed and open. I don't know if you enter and then put mark that they are coming back. So that time they went ahead and acquire another power that's stronger than your own. The reason why they cannot enter you, they go and do spiritual inquiry. And they'll show them. And quickly they now return back and fulfill it. I pray to somebody today. Stop on the better part that will not let you go in life until fulfill assignment in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, today shall be their last barrier. The plan issue of blood in the womb of this woman. From Mark chapter 5,
25 to 34. This man carried this mess for a good 12 years. The reason why he's carrying for 12 years is he don't know what to do. And people that don't know what to do, they are not giving her a wrong advice to be, go to a place where the situation will be worse and worse. That's why in life, you need to pray God to show you your church. Don't enter church because it's a crowd there. Don't enter church because the building is still beauty. Don't enter church because a pastor looking handsome and looking good, or he can speak a good grammar, or the pastor of time he can teach well. The answer is no. Enter church after you pray God to open your eyes to show you who the church is and to show you the pillar of that church and to show you the connection between God and that servant of God. These three things are very, very important. Church can be in a village and it can be witchcraft that dominates the church. Member can be a few and they be the messenger of Satan. And member can be crowded and God's presence is not there. So if you help yourself and pray, God is not in utter confusion. You must surely open your eyes in the dream to show you the man of God himself, to show the church, and to show you the pillar. The pillar represents the altar, and to show you the service of that church. If you do this, you will not mistake to enter the place where God don't want you to enter. I pray for somebody here. If the church no be your church, God wants you to enter, may God open your eyes to see it.
Amen.
With that amen, I don't like it.
Amen.
If the church God says it's your own, your eyes shall be open and see it.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now this woman now, they give her wrong advice. They are not jumped to wrong place to another wrong place. And then I had more problem upon her problem for a good 12 years. Until that morning, he meet a man who knows how to do it. And she prayed. He had been silent every morning looking for who to solve it for her. From the day your man quiet, that's the beginning of promotion of your problem. As you continue closing your mouth, your solution continue to fall from you. Speak so that God will hear. The first time in the woman's life, he prayed in the morning. What did he say? I don't need to see God. I don't need to meet God. I don't need to inquire from you or to ask God any questions. The only thing I need that from you, if I can touch this and this problem, it will be over. You can see the woman prayer in the morning. And truly, it takes a step. What's the step it means for Christians of today? If you pray a good prayer in the morning, you will not see answer yet. Don't stop that prayer. Continue to pray it until something good happens. Children of God, there's many confusion in the journey of this woman to answer for her problem. People now blocking her. Despite all the delay for answer prayer, the woman never stop until she get the answer. There's somebody here today. It doesn't matter how stark and barrier in the front of your journey of your answer prayer. God will surely answer you.
Amen.
I don't know how to do it. She struggled as in that crowd and touch. What's the meaning? Let your prayer have determination. Stop and pray a confusion prayer. What to focus your accent? Continue to murmur it to God every day. He didn't say if I touch his leg or if I touch his nose. Okay, I change my mind. I want to see him. This woman stand by what she agreed between himself. Her God. He agreed with that. And truly, it worked for her. And the Bible says, instantly, the blood dried. There's somebody here today. whatever they are programmed inside your body, whatever inject inside your body, whatever transfer inside your body, whatever that is inside you before you born, after you born, that is that be there that not let your life to be what you want it to be, that trouble your head, that it be a problem to your head, that not allow your favor to come or people to be helper to your life. Like a overshot of blood, today it shall dry forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Number four and number five. You still need to notice what devil is to do in the night. In Matthew 13:25 say, where people sleep, enemy appear and do what to do and go on their way. It's like a man, a madman of Gadara. People of God, in the same Mark chapter 5, if you start from verse 20, down, you will see the story of this man. You see this man is born to be evangelism, that woman is for Jesus Christ. This man born, start from verse 1 to 20. Verse 1 to 20. Mark chapter 5, 1 to 20. This man born to be a great evangelist, like Benny Hill, like Rabunki, like my daddy in the Lord in River State, Father Baka, what is Baba's name now? Reverend Opai. Like Reverend Opai, this one to mention. This is my friend who was in the one I mentioned now. Father Baka is my friend, the Lord, though. He's my friend. Praise the Lord. He's my friend. So, meeting in Igu. But Baba Opai is my father in the Lord. Now, that's what God created this man to be. On the power of the night, program madness inside his head. What time permits me, I still come back and explain to you how the thing planted this thing. If there's anybody here, I want to use my message against anybody. By the grace of God, we'll go and kill your own children. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, the program madness straight to a creature God created to promote the work on earth. Sometimes many of you are not questioning God, why am I be like this? That's why I fear you, I obey you. Why do you allow? No. Question is to ask yourself, not to question God. He has made everything beautiful. He has made everything good. It is you need to meet somebody that will help you. Or to start to pray for your childhood to become what you be. Fail to do that, enemy will succeed and go on their own. I pray to somebody. They succeed over Samson, but they fail over defeat. By the grace of the Lord, create heaven and earth. Enemy who try to try I and you again, they will fail for life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This man mad. One day, his father and mother, they have rejoiced in God and give them a gift that will change their life and their story. Until one day, just the mother said, Mama, your head no correct. Mama said, what did they worry you? He said, if you talk again, I'll slap you. You want your father? Say, look at your face like monkey. What? Who is the thing? He just pull your clothes and run from the house. From that day, now living where people are dead, they are sleeping. And this man did there for many, many years. From there, it now promoted to what? To the highest demon. Because any man that's sleeping in grave, that's why. All the people, the security men that are watching graveyard, they are demon. If you are not be careful, they will demon you. They are demon because they see dead people every day. You know, we walk there in Jesus' name. They are demon. Now, this man now turned to a higher demon in highest order. Everybody now run away from him. Nobody can. If you near him, he can tear you. If you near, so the mad people see him. They're free from him. So if you are walking in a place like that, let me tell you the truth before God and mind. You need deliverance constantly every day of your life. Every day of your life, you need a call, constant deliverance. Faith to do that, not in mind, you will know it. In your old age, you will see results. Now, this might be there for years and years. Thank God for the one who holds the key of everything. Who knows how to do it, the only one who can do it. That somebody, that man who knows how to do it, he will come to you today. Amen. Jesus Christ now gone his own for work of his Father to go evangelize. From there, now the time song, see a person like you, who I created to this place we are going now, is the one I born to do the work for you before you appear to that place. See what they do to him in the night. The Bible says, cry now, I'm very angry. Say, wicked people, I destroy you. Today I pray with somebody here. Any wicked people that follow Allah day and night, if by the grace of God, turn to God, scatter them. In the mighty name of Jesus, that amen is too low. Sit down. And now, in verse 14 to 16, now approach this madman. Instantly, the Bible says, he calls the demon. And demon have no choice but to obey. And she cast 2,000 demons from the body of one person. It's not one day they succeed. That's why many of you have been eating the dream time to time. You need to let your pastor to know every day. That's why many of you, you need to see everything, the dream, red. Every time, if you don't see red pepper, you see the red cloth. You don't see red cloth, you see red blood. You don't see red blood, you see red fowl. You don't see red fowl, you see red car. You don't see red car, you see red house. You need to meet your pastor all the time. So that to tell you what to do. It's a plantation of demon in the body of those who see it. And then she stands for one thing, it means for one thing. Well, I'm here to tell somebody here, it doesn't matter what it stands for. It doesn't matter what's the meaning of that. Because you are in the throne of grace and you are in the canopy of gate of heaven. I'm not here to tell you today, whatever it means, it stands for in your life and your future. By the grace of God, it will not ever affect your tomorrow. It shall not prosper over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. The power that behind it, that give it to you, that show you. As a God liveth, spirit liveth, it shall kill them. It shall return to their head. In the name of Jesus. Please, in case you don't know, don't joke with it. This is what has happened to the woman of shed blood and this man of Gadara. And they take it lightly. Until they fully succeeded and affect them physically. Before anything manifests in somebody like physical, you already settle down in the spirit realm. Number 5 or 6. Do you need to look again at the example of plantation of demon in the life of many is Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene is another woman that demons, they came in the night, because this woman, you will be a treasurer for Jesus Christ tomorrow. All these things you have seen today in your life, they are not attacking because of today, it's because of your tomorrow. They see what is coming, they see what will become, they see what your future will be. So that you will not fulfill, you will not stand. That's why all these things coming to you. And you are now, things say it's because of today. The answer is no. Because of tomorrow. Especially if you are in this meeting and you are expressing this thing time to time. That means say you are not born for nothing. You are born for something big. That's why the Satan is angry with your star every blessing day. And I will say, they came in the night and planted a 7 demon of international prostitute in the body of Mary Magdalene. Do you know this lady? Very pretty, very to say, come, I need you. He's the one that runs to you, say, come and have me. They will say, well, you don't finish all the young boys in Israelite. They are now run after the married people. Well, married people no longer satisfy anymore. They are now built a place as a prostitute center. All this hotel we are seeing today, people are turned to prostitute, is Mimagali that laid the foundation. On today, where God said today is today, like this demon, you must go. That somebody here today, like the day of Mary Magdalene, today is today. Every long demon planted in somebody's life in this meeting, whatever that has been there in your life, whether through the graveyard, whether through any familiar spirit, whether through COVID gathering, whether through any hand that pressed it or planted it, whether through drink coke in the dream, drink water, dirty water in the dream, eating fresh food in the dream, take many things in the dream that is now gradually manifesting in your life. By the power of Jehovah, today they will shake out of your life. The fire of Elijah shall burn them to ashes. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Listen very carefully. A good children who know the Bible properly. Bible says now is a time, a great test for Jesus Christ. This man, people know, in the law of Moses, he to stone her to death. That's why if you know Bible, don't overdo know Bible. Because if you overdo know, it can lead you to be hurting yourself. I know that what you are saying sometime, the grace of God don't cover. It is still there, it's still like that. No, Jesus Christ don't change it. They are still walking according to the law of Moses. Unknown to them, the grace of Jesus Christ, it can change unchangeable. It can reverse unreversible. What a man condemned, Jesus Christ can embrace him and love him. Unknown to them. And they said, this man must go to death today. Finally, God don't cut her. And they know Jesus Christ, say, Son of God is the righteous person on earth. Yes. Mary Magdalene, you are in trouble. And truly, they are waiting for Jesus Christ to say, go and bury him alive. Or stone to death. This first question, ask them. If you know, as you all here, nobody had demon among you, if you failed to cast it out. And they look themselves. Brother, I tell you, you don't have demon. He said, which demon are you talking about? You know, tell her yesterday. He said, I did. You drop it for granted. You look at another person again and say, you see, hold it, stone your hand. Now they are asking themselves questions. Yesterday, you know, Steve. You see, I know Steve, I see my mother money. You have them all. You drop on the ground. Until you circulate all of them. They have no choice. They drop it. And from there, the Bible says, they all find their way. And Jesus Christ now command the seven demons to come out for the body of Mary Magdalene. And I say, from today, you shall say no more. Go and do what God asks you to do. Whatever that stands between you and your glory, whatever that stands there in your body, that refuse to let your Moses to move to the next level of Canaan land, whatever that will make Joshua to take possession of your glory, today is arrested by fire. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Number 7. I need to say the example again. It's a man that born blind. The Bible says this man born to become and be a deliverer for many destiny. But the wickedness planted blindness in eyes. From his mother's womb, he born blind. Who is that man? The man as a beggar on the roadside. In Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52. Bible says he blind for good 40 years. Nobody says he blind alone. They planted different demons in the body of this man.
Number one, demon. The demon of a blindness, he cannot see people that are coming to him. Today, some people, their eyes can see, but the ritual room is blind. All their life, they will never meet their helper. All their life, they will never meet the solution of their problem. All their life, they will never meet the center of the divine intervention of God for their life. All their life, they never in their life to ever need their two eyes to celebrate good things till they will die. They can see physical, but spiritual, they can see. Two, they made this man to remain in one spot every year. That some people they can see, but they say the same story every year. They repeat the same thing every year. The condition of their life remains every year. Nothing changed their story. The same thing they said last year, the same they struggle again this year. Three, this man cannot change a cloth. He wear one cloth for good 40 years. There are some people like that. The demon that see them in the night, they are programmed to their life. Their cloth will be like cloth of bear. Bear cannot change cloth. The one she wear will wash and still remain in the body for every year until she dies. Four, the program is put a beggar inside the life of this man. All in life, for a good 40 years, this man will be begging before he can eat. Today, there are some people the same way. The power of the night program is put a beggar inside their destiny and their career and their future. If they don't beg, they can eat. If they don't beg, they can't wear. If they don't beg, they can't go out. If they don't beg, they can't put food in the table of their family. If they don't beg, never in their life to travel from one place to another place. If they can't beg, there's no way they can go and see what they want to see with their eyes. Why? There's something that was said than them. They have finished the assignment in their body. And that is now follow them for year to year. But thank God. But this man, he had been quiet for 40 years. But they came in the man's life. He prayed in the morning. What's the prayer point? Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Like a woman of sure blood. Even though they didn't say anything, they blocked her. But in own, they quite a mouth shut. Say, a beggar know they ask any good thing for a man like this. Quiet! He said, well, now you don't know this man, that this might not be Moses. This man is a Jesus. Today is my day that my story will change. I don't know that you have been asking God for several years. It can't be like the more you ask, the more you see the other side of it. Because of that, you will not fold your hand and quiet. You don't get the power for demon to rejoice. What do? You pray again until you see the result. And as somebody here today, from today, your prayer will be the result to your answer. In the mighty name of Jesus. That even I don't like it. He shouted a second time. God have no choice. He stands still. So who did disturb me? Who disturbed my peace? He says, see this man who know your value. There's five crowd that follow for 3 days. Who among them who ask this thing from you? But this beggar man, who know who he is, answer him. Bible says, God stands still. Now somebody here today, because of your true requests, and your genuine request every day, he shall answer you this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. What am I telling you? The same people who shut his mouth up, the same people who said to go and call him, that God wants to see him. I am telling somebody here today. All the people that listen to your prayer in your compound, the people that know that you are a believer and no nonsense man, and will nothing good come to your life. They are now mocking anytime you are praying. They are laughing and smiling. By the grace of God, before December, they will come back and celebrate with you.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hear this. Before anybody will say hallelujah this year, you will be number one. Shout a better amen. Meaning, in the midst of those that are mocking him, in the midst of those people, God answer him. No wonder the Bible says in Psalm 23 verse 5, thou prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemy, thou anoint my head with oil and my cup runneth over. I love that one. There's somebody here. In the presence of your accusers, you will succeed. If that's your enemy, you will triumph. If that's your enemy, you will reach your goal. Shout a serious amen. In the name of Jesus. Simple questions. What do you want? Many of you, when you are doing morning prayer, when God asks you, what do you want? In that time, we are speaking in tongues. God says, see, foolish boy. What are you talking about? I say, what do you want? God says, okay, no problem. That's what they do, they go every year. And God's going to home. No! He said, I want to see. He didn't say, Lord, I have been a beggar for several years. God knows all every other thing. The one that be potter in this man's life, a table before God. God said, wonderful man. Anyone that can see, he can have great to change your cloth. Anyone that can see, you know that where I've been for many years, I need a change now. That's a wise man. God said, according to your faith, let him be. Instantly, he has opened. Now, somebody here today, after today, heaven shall open for your answer prayer. All the door enemy are shut against our life. The door of long life, good health, divine connection, a good job, divine to meet a good people. I like to turn around, I told you to change. As a God you have delivered, it shall open this year. In the name of Jesus. All the accusers have no choice. They are more quiet. Now somebody here, this year, go quiet the matter of your neighbor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sit down. What of this man quiet if you to pray in the morning? Enemy will fulfill. You will die like that. I don't tell Jesus, I don't know this man is blind. When he passes that road, how does the guy not see the man? He see the man. How you tell God, no, the time the enemy come and plant it in your body? How you tell him, say, God, you're not aware of what you are going through? How you tell him, God, you don't know how to handle it, how to do it? She needed to pray in the morning and to continue praying so that he can intercede for you. I am here to tell somebody today, from today, you will begin to laugh. From today, begin to run.
Amen.
From today, begin to fly.
Amen.
Where we never do, you reach, you pass there.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because of time. Because there are many, I'm supposed to mention. There are many. Whether through a worker meeting, I can continue. Because there are many. I want to show to you why they're able to change human baby in the womb. From ghetto boy or from ghetto together. Why? They're starting to plant fibroid in the womb of a woman. Why? These powers, they succeeded. A man who born to be rich, he ended to be a man that poor. Why a woman miss their husband and marry opposition man? Why a man miss their wife and marry public enemy as a woman? Why? All this thing happened. But by grace of God, whether true welcome because it's to six. An agreement to live here by six. All those things I will teach you so that you know, so that never again. What to do? What to do in the Bible? I will teach you, I will tell you. So anything you see something like that, you do it quickly before you call me. You do it quickly before you talk to your husband. You do it quickly before you talk to your wife. When you do so, let them come a million times. A billion times, you defeat them. Why the enemy came and oppressed you while you are sleeping? There's something behind it, and there's something you can do that will never try it again. I am praying somebody here. How will press on? Now you go tired. From today, anybody who presses you, hand shall we that. Who press my family and I, hand shall we that. Because the hand who enters on will not return back alive. I decree for somebody here today. I declare about the sun in heaven. Power that enters our body, it shall wither. The hand shall catch fire. It shall burn to ashes. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Why? The powers succeeded over you and go. Number one, it is Ezekiel 36, verse 24 to 26. In verse 26, until you allow God to remove a stone heart and give you a flesh heart. Ezekiel 36, 24 to 26. In 26, until you allow God to remove the stone heart and give you a flesh heart. We are talking here on Sunday. Since they do Bible review, this last Sunday is the best Sunday ever in my life. It's the best Sunday. It's the best Sunday. It's the best Sunday, people of God. And now you are not talking one thing, two things. I prepare the message. When my daughter answer, when my son they speak big grammar. Very, very, very simple answer. He say the only way that can make all this power not to have access to your life, one thing out of two things. Number one, respect and fear. If you know how to respect people and fear people, this power will not near you. Now some people call you respect them, they will deal with you or not to you. Because people will not fear them, they will show you that you are nobody, that nothing. If you know how to fear people and to respect them, this power will reject you. They will never near you. There's a time now, Jesus Christ, even as the Son of God had the power to do and do, they want to stone him to death. What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? He run, he fear. He escaped for his life. Why not so yet? Call me, let me see whether I go prosper. Be wise so that you're not going to destroy overnight. Be wise so that you will not turn to meat in the mouth of lion. I love what my daughter tells us on Sunday. Respect and fear. Any human being that knew how to respect people, I am telling you who to prepare to be gain favor from people every day. Respect open to door of financial unexpected breakthrough. You cannot respect me and I'll say something good is coming and you go welcome into your life. You cannot respect me, I see this opportunity and I will call you first. You cannot respect me and I'll see danger ahead of you and I will help you to divert out of your way. Son, Romans 13:7. Read that one for the letter here quickly. I beg because of God. Give honor who deserve honor. Respect your senior brother. Respect your senior sister. Respect those who deserve respect. Respect man of God. Respect the pastor God put under care. Respect elders. Respect their wives. Love their children. On doing so, you are not doing for anybody, you are doing for your tomorrow. Romans 13 verse 7. Yes?
Romans 13 verse 7. Mm-hmm. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor.
Do you hear that? My daughter, I don't know who gave you that Bible that day. You are very correct. Respect to those who deserve respect. And fear those that need to fear. Not saying only God I fear. I don't fear human being. You will die overnight. I don't fear anybody. Nobody can do me anything. All your life will die as a beggar. You will burn life without no meaning. The Bible talk, who are you to cancel it? That some people have no choice. You must respect them. Whether you senior them, whether your education better than their own, whether you're this or that, God has chosen as a different person. You must respect them. And then you must fear them. Oh, if you respect your senior, you will not be a senior in this life. Because those that come after you, they will do worse to you. And this demon will have power. And take God, say, God, do you see it? You don't respect anybody. You're full of yourself. You overtook confidence. God said, go ahead and do it. And they planted anything in the body of that fellow. I beg you. Please. It's very, very important. You must know how to respect. You must know how to respect. You must know how to respect. A woman don't know how to respect the husband family. You should prepare for war for children tomorrow. Whether they appreciate you, they don't appreciate you, respect them. You are not doing for them. You are doing for your husband and the future of your children. You don't know where they will go tomorrow. You are here working under your director. Because now you should be past your director. You don't respect your director. You don't fear him. So what you could do? If you sack, I'll get another one. Carry him, Dada. You have something to blame tomorrow. Even though it's a small rat, they put ahead of you. Respect him. My son called me one time and said, Daddy, they just put one believer to come and be leading in office. I don't know anything. I said, don't worry. So I call it and say, no, don't take it. You know more than him. Nonsense. I said, oh, don't mind them. Oh. Don't mind them. They are enemy of your future. Don't worry. It's a question of time. Very soon, we overthrow him. And my son obey me. Very soon, what will happen there? Then how dare you? Who do you think you are? What do you know? Do you know the many years I joined this work? Are you qualified as professional what I'm doing? In fact, I will not go that work again. Correct boy. Before tomorrow morning, somebody will replace you. Don't worry. Respect. Don't worry. It's just a question of time. Respect. So that this power will not have power over your life. I take God beg you. There are some things I not take very serious. And it's very important in the eyes of the Lord. Say another one again. It's between Abraham and Lot. Wherever Lot don't arrive, this is where I don't know the secret of Abraham. And now, one day, in Genesis chapter 13, you see, excuse me, bros. No, be daddy again, no. Bros, I don't grow enough. I want to be on my own. Please, don't let familiarity to make you to behave against somebody that above you. If you not suffer it today, you will suffer it tomorrow. You will allow power that to plant a demon inside you. Abraham said, chop! What are you doing? Small boy. Your father will follow me. If you say I born in time, I'll born a child that will give birth to you. How dare you? You say, please, I respect you. Don't let me embarrass you. I said, let us share the property because you suffer together. Now, Lord God call. Now, Lord now say, you suffer it together. Please, give me my share. Bible say, Abraham now provoked God. Say, don't do that. Do as he said. I know it will be the end of this part. I said, okay. He said, but one condition I will take first. Ah. I said, are you crazy? He said, Baba, I don't know whether we are crazy. What I know, I will take first. Oh. I know God knows how Abraham will feed that day. God said, son, leave him. Allow him.
and truly, you look and look and say, I taste Sodom and Gomorrah. Because it gets gold and silver. I pray for somebody here. What your eyes see that you love that will destroy you tomorrow. What your eyes see that you love that will terminate your life before your time. That will destroy a generation. I pray God divert it to sender. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Sit down in your father's house. Do you know? That's what this man did. And Abraham feel very bad. Say, ah, is it mean I'll start afresh? But the second one, a bush. I'm not in the day. It doesn't matter who push you to war. It doesn't matter who they tell the story of your life to you. It doesn't matter who they remember the pace, the pain of your past. Oh, it doesn't matter who they tell you, look at her. Since when they marry her, baby girl, baby girl, baby girl, baby girl. The boy gets so tight, all the whole house now, get. It doesn't matter. Leave them. The day will come. They see, they have to say, how will they do it? Please, have mercy on us. You thought they play a good rule and do the right thing. So, they separated. And Abraham go to the bush and start afresh. Until Genesis chapter 18. God said, Abraham, look. All the galagal of that young boy that day, see it will happen in Sodom and Gomorrah now. A good man is a good man. Everybody say, a good man is a good man. That is the opportunity. Abraham said, yes. Oh yeah. Fire, wrath, lot, and family. You do that and it's time for you to pay back. No. You are not asking God how to intercede. And God said, all of them there, they are all wicked persons like Lot. But because of you, I will save Lot. But in the end, you are terrible. Why? The power of darkness planted inside your body, spirit of betrayal, against the help of destiny. Today, why people continue to be as they be, they don't betray the destiny of their tomorrow. They have entered the vehicle God will give it to them. And they have struggled day and night. And God's okay. And truly, because of Abraham, God saved Lot. If you look at Genesis chapter 19, you will see the end of Lot. Lot is the first man that pregnant two daughters in one day. And they die a useless dead. Enemies succeed in life, Lot, and end in life in a terrible way. Lord, there's somebody that listen to me. They can succeed in the body of another person, not your own body. Amen. Not my own body. Amen. Not the body of my own children. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please, don't forget my daughter tell us on Sunday. Respect and fear. That's when anything I don't know, I'll not say it. God. I know what to say. That's why immediately I start and say, no, what he says is correct. Because I know the Bible. What the Bible said, these people need to do. Go home and study it again. Romans chapter 13, verse 7. Respect to those who need respect. Give them respect. And fear those that you need to fear. Don't say, what do you know? Like now, God, you see me now. I can't say, who's Adeboye? Who's Olukoya? Who's Kumwe? What do you know? I don't know. It is true. There's nothing I know they don't know. But the grace, who's there behind them? Who am I? Now that grace you fear is not what you are doing. If you like, you can see vision more than them. You can never get grace more than them. Person that pass you, he pass you. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't go to join where God will send you. Because at the end, you're terrible. The next one again that you need to know so that you know the soul like them, Proverbs chapter 3. Go and study it. Is that Bible say, don't be enemy of correction. That a child God love, that God correct.
If we avoid correction, waiting for destruction. Power of darkness will plant a destruction to your body. For example, like Saul and Samson. Samson, sir! Don't marry stranger. Any man or woman, your father and mother say no, don't marry them. Because two of them, they are holy man. And they fear God. Say, yes, sir. When Samson can't grow, because he say, you are powerful. That no man in this world can stand him. If father and mother talk, they say they are talking nonsense. That strange girl, he said, you don't marry, that I will marry. Let me see who stopped me. Because nobody can defeat me. It is true, nobody can defeat you. Sin can plant something in your body that will make God who guide you to withdraw from you. And when God don't open you to danger, he will protect you. Think about that. Samson don't know, say, God don't leave you for a long time. From the day, tell your father, say, what do you think you are? I'm a destiny child. Nobody can do me anything. That's why I heard that one of my sons here, when his son do something stupid, he carried stone and break one part of his head. I say, my son, don't do it. So to break four places of his head. So go tell children, children. He go tell first children, your grandchildren, your grandchildren, and children, children. Because that one represents foundation. One place, now only him he go pay. That's a good father. Don't let your children to control you. Deal with them. So that tomorrow, by the time they mature to understand, they will never forget you. Okay, no problem. See what you want. Tomorrow they will turn to higher killer. Higher assassin. Arm robber. Stubborn children. Arrogant children. And they will make you to cry tomorrow. I pray. God will give you children that will control you. No matter them, be flogged them for ground, knock them down. You need to throw them outside. Doctor, bite their leg, do it. Next time, if you throw outside, they go rock come inside. God, don't really fear face. Let them know this life, you must fear somebody. They break your head. From that day, ask that boy whether I throw that thing again. If you do it again, give it to me, I'll turn your leg. Even I like it to go that place, I'll turn it. Nobody will tell him again. He will control himself. It's for your own good. But Samson, father said, well, he's just a child, too true. I know what he has said before I can give birth to this boy. In the old age, okay, no problem. You're free to do what you want to do. Everybody say, wicked mother and wicked father. They will surely cry at the end of their old age. Then leave him alone. You know, the power that things that came in the night to plant a spirit of betrayal that again the person will help their destiny. You know what he's doing? Power that can take control of inner man. I put somebody here. Powers who want to take charge of your life. For you to do the wrong thing, you will do the right thing. That will make you to die young before your time. That will make it to your life to end like Samson. Oh yeah, back to sender. I say back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Until Samson went ahead and married a stranger. What happened? The first enemy laughed at it. They removed his eyes. Number two, enemy laughed at it. Samson danced together with who? With his enemies. There's somebody here today. The eyes I'm seeing, your eyes, and my generation, my family. Our eyes shall not be removed overnight. Yeah. The eye you die in old age, you will not have eye problem in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Black eyes will not be our name. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. And by the grace of God, no matter the battle you fight in life, you will never dance with your enemy. Yeah. I shall overcome them. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. Lastly, Samson died with enemy. I and you will never die with your enemy. Why? You don't like correction. My daughter made a mistake on Sunday. That the Bible says you should not do open the book. You don't know Bible. If you know Bible, the Bible says open the book for those that are wise. That so when I reject it, it shall end the pit of no coming back. What are you talking about? So the Bible very well. If you don't know the Bible, keep your mouth shut. Don't sort it now in the Bible. So that it will not affect your tomorrow. Open the book is the one God loves so much. Thank you, Joe. If you love open the book, let me tell you the truth. Your enemy will never overcome your life. You see as a disgrace, unknown to you, the person don't help your tomorrow. Don't care who sees it. What matter is this? Your tomorrow will end where? But some people who are not waiting in me, waiting in peace. Since you are not happy to go, and they're passing people like that, why not come in secret and tell me one and one? That person is ignorant Christianity. I'm sorry for tomorrow and the future. Because of opening a book, they give to Samson. He annoyed. Let us see what will happen. I will marry enemy of God. And nothing will happen. God says, Samson, from today, I will draw from you. That's how Samson lies useless and die useless dead. The same person again that will open a book to life and change. It is King Saul. In the first Samuel chapter 15, start from verse 21 to verse 23, down to 26. The Bible says, Saul now annoyed and take anger and tear the cloth of Samuel. How dare you? You don't say, I'm a king? Don't talk to me in respect. Don't come to me in my secret and talk to me. How dare you address me like that? From that, the God said, from today, I take the truth from you and give to a small boy. The Bible says, Saul in one day, all in generation die. Please, whether your boss in the office, whether your leader in the unit, I give open the book, I take God back, you don't provoke. It can be senior brother, it can be your uncle, it can be your auntie, it can be your father and your mother. Not say that, and why are you embarrassing me with my friends? Why not let them go before you talk to me? What kind of nonsense be that? From that day, God don't reject you in heaven. You are no longer among the plan of God on this earth. Unless you quickly do the right thing, do correction and beg them, and tell them to correct you again and again. It can be a husband that do that to your wife. Don't woman, I beg you, don't anoint. If for your good. If you allow God to correct you in secret, you are finished. When God correct the thing in secret, what happened? In two children sleep together. And son sleep with his wife. And son shifts him away from the throne. He sleep with his servant wife and kill him. In secret, God sent servant to him to tell him what she did. He see it all. Thank God, he humbled himself and said, this sorry. That he will not do it again. Fine. But what happened to David? He suffered oppression of what he did to the servant that was working with him. In first son who taking throne, it is three in the street that hang a neck. He still to David's wife. David's children, the same as his father, they sleep together. Tamar and Tara. The son she born in that marriage, Solomon. And at the end of the day, he bowed head to idol of Pharaoh. And God said, from today, I don't take the throne of a king for your family. I give to a neighbor. What are you talking about? So that the book you in open is I love your tomorrow. I take God back you. Jesus Christ, you put Peter in the open. Stupid boy. Demon. Stay behind me. Useless person. And truly, what Peter said, he mean it. And God said, truth will betray me because man of God has spoken. Why should he do that? Say, what? Oh, so they can take this man as a chicken? Because Peter is not there. What is written about Jesus Christ? I pray somebody here. Negative attitude shall not eat over your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Peter never angry with Jesus Christ. Say, that they after they make me the head of disciples, and they embarrass me in the midst of 11 disciples. By age, I senior you, okay? Who do you are? Am I force myself to nobody beg you to follow you? I am a fisherman. Even though where you do miracle overnight, I catch plenty of fish, I can go back to my fish again. He didn't do so. He said, Daddy, I'm sorry. If I do not say this again, punish me again. If this is been a rain, you are deceiving yourself. Just hallelujah, Joe. These are my children. They know how faith, too. They want to run with that, too. God did. That's what happened. I take God back because of God. Don't pick offense because open the book. Don't pick offense. Appreciate it and love it. Now, what do you do if you explain all this rubbish in the night? Number one, Matthew 15:13. And Isaiah 54:17. Matthew 15:13 says, what God has not planted, it shall be uprooted. Immediately, pray hand in your stomach and a hand in your womb. And pray for 15 minutes. You are now read Psalm 54:17. That no weapon that formed against you shall prosper. And then, make sure before you leave your house, you read Job 38:12-13. And point your finger to heaven and program whatever I want inside of heaven. I'm not saying go and program anybody who calls somebody's name. So I start to pray against your church member who will backfire you. Pray for yourself. Speak good things to inside someone inside moon and star. Read that verse, Job 38:12-13. Where you read it, nobody say where the holy don't break, oh. Like 6:5-4. Where the feet do before you pray. So where don't do it? They go. Go and see what God will do. 2-3. The same chapter is to command this to favor you and to turn against those that are working against you. So all you days, hear the word of the Lord. Today, let it be my day. Don't ever compute what enemy have in their mind towards me today. Every agenda of any man or woman against my day, may it diverted against them. May today favor me. Let it be your request every day. And so God do for you. But by grace of God, by the time you come for a worker meeting, what the food do in the body? How did they plant five broad? All those things I want to teach you. And what did they do? If you see somebody get stroke, what did they travel in this person's body? I'll teach you. The assets that bring blindness, I'll teach you. Why people get money and then overnight want to be a beggar again? It's I'll teach you. It's in this night plantation. So that what to be doing, I'll tell you. Now, our assignment from this night till this month end, it escaped my mind on Monday. By the grace of God, don't joke with it. Even now, 30 minutes or 1 hour, 12 to 1. Exodus 14:21-28. Exodus 14:21-28. What's your prayer point? Is Lord, the same way you destroy the enemy of Israelite in one day. Lord, the same way you destroy the enemy of Israelite in one day in the Red Sea. Every poverty in my life, every suffering in my life, premature the solid dead. Bad luck, measure them as you like. Arise, O Lord, and destroy them now. Power that says I not reach my goal. The power that says I'll not be that. Lord, arise now and destroy them. The power that I want to terminate my life overnight. Arise now and destroy them. It will surely come to pass. Get ready. From June 1st this year, you fast to December 31st. Quickly, be on feet. Your time is going. Your water now. So, your water in your hand, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, water have no enemy. Every enemy of God in your body, every enemy of water in your body, know or knowingly. Bible says in the beginning, the Spirit of the Lord move upon the water. I command the Spirit of God to move upon the water now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the enemy of God in your life, by the time this water will disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. It shall flush away. As you take this water, you shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord and the eyes of men. In the name of Jesus. Power that wants you to die now, Out of this water, the dead will transfer to them.
Amen.
I and you, as we see the first thing of this year, we shall be alive to witness the last thing of this year.
Amen.
We shall be alive to see the first thing of next year. Both our and our children and our children's children. As I go, may Lord go with you. May person cover you. May person overshadow you. I decree, as a God liveth, we live it. The rain of this year, I told you, you will do a lot of things. Where you live, you will not pull down. Where I live, you will not pull down. You will not blind our eyes. You will not give us sickness. You shall give us healing, restoration, deliverance, revival. In the name of Jesus.